טוב, we're in פסקה למד א' of Enaya on Masechet Shabbat. Here the Gemara on Daf Yud Aleph reads as follows. V'amarava bar machsia amarav, chama bar guria amarav, kol choli v'lo choli me'ayim. Any sickness but sickness of the intestines, a stomach disorder, kol ke'ev v'lo ke'ev lev, any pain but heart pain, kol mechush v'lo mechush rosh, any kind of mechush is a little less than pain, like an ache but not a headache, kol ra'a v'lo isha ra'a, anything is bad, but a bad woman is the worst of all. And the question is, what is the connection between the last, which is the most interesting, the relationship with a woman, a good woman, a good wife, or a bad wife, and the previous three examples. Rashi explains, let's look in Rashi, choli hu choli aruch haminavana, or haminavenet, I think it should be, v'holechu metish koach, kagon ashta, v'choli harosh. Here we're talking, ashta is chom, it's having temperature. Yeah. And choli harosh is not what we call a headache, that's the last example, but it's some kind of serious sickness in the head. It doesn't say that, especially because it says that the worst sickness here, this real type of sickness, is an intestinal sickness. The Gemara talks about, who is it? Rabbi Gamliel? Rabbi Yudah Nasi, one of the Nasiim, who suffered terribly from an intestinal disorder. And here also it says that's the worst type of sickness. Ke'ev hu olech uba, kagon ke'ev o ke'ev maka, kagon ke'ev shen o ke'ev maka. Cave is a lower level. It's not a real long, drawn-out sickness. That's the first example. But pain. So the worst pain is a heartache, which is worse than a toothache or the pain from a wound. Mechush, chashasha ba'alma lefi sha'a. A mechush is a little ache, a lower level of pain. Rav Kook explains as follows: בגוף האדם ובמצבו ובכל עניין שנערך במערכה אורגנית על ידי חיבור של מרכזים המשפיעים עם קצוות המושפעים מהם ופועלים יחד פעולתם בחיים. Whenever we look at an organism, a general organism, which is made up of a complex of a lot of different parts, some which are more central, and others which are more on the side, less central, secondary. Yizdamen kilkul be'echad mishnei ofanim. There are two types of kilkul, of dysfunctioning. The first, oshit kalkel is a chilek prati, where some secondary individual side problem, עד שלא יהיה מוכשר עוד לקבל באופן אגון את שפע החיים המיוחדים לו. Right? Like in a car, if there's a problem with the windows, right? Or that's like a side issue. A problem, say, with the exhaust system, right? If it's far removed, right? Something which is a problem.
Makes a lot of noise, but the car will go.
Exactly. That's one type of dysfunction. אומנם כל זמן שהמקור הוא כמרכז המשפיע הוא בריא וקיים, right? But as long as the heart, the motor of the car, or the essence of that organism is functioning, is healthy, and is well, יש תקווה, there is hope, שיחזיר בכוחו את הבריאות אל הענפים. Not only will the organism continue functioning, but there is hope that it will also heal the side problem, the secondary problem, that individual organ which is having problems. Umnam, Bishacheta makor. But the second type of problem, if there's a dysfunction, if there's a malfunction of the motor, of the main, the essence, an essential organ, az hara'a gdola ma'od, then you're in real tsaris. Ki kashel azor umiyakimenu. There's a pasuk, there are actually two pasukim, one in Yeshayahu, one in Iyov, which talks about, it literally means, ki kashel azor, when the person who helps, when he falls, miyakimenu, who's going to pick him up? The old joke.
The people who are chronically ill.
Okay. They used to say, when the bouncer of the bar gets drunk, who bounces the bouncer? Here, when the engine, when the heart, when the major function isn't functioning, then you're really in bad problems. And there are three types of malfunctions in the body. Choli, ke'iv, umechush, as we said. These are three different levels of sickness. Choli is a chronic sickness, illness. Ke'iv is pain. Mechush is ache, a lower level of pain. And what Rav Kook is going to say, that in each of the three, as long as it's not an essential problem, then the heart, or the main organ of the organism, not only will it function, but the way God created the world is that the main organ can also bring health to heal the side problems. This idea is found in the Maharal, is found in the Kuzari, is found in Rav Kook. That's, we've said before, that's a very common hishtal shalut.
The heart circulates the blood, and the materials in the body get replaced through circulation.
Right. When we get to the heart, we'll talk about that. The Kuzari talks about this in terms of Yisrael Lev Sheba Umot, that out of all the organs in the world, Am Yisrael is considered the heart. Whereas as long as the heart is functioning, that's going to bring the minerals and the vitamins and the antibodies and everything that has to circulate to where it's having a problem. But when Am Yisrael is sick, then the world is really in bad shape. Okay? The same thing, that's what Galut is about. The same thing in the Maharal, where he talks about the difference between an essential sin and an occurrence, a coincidental, right? And the same thing we've seen in Rav Kook in the past years, that Rav Kook differentiates between also sins in Am Yisrael or essential problems, which in Am Yisrael there's no such thing as an essential sin. You can have a coincidental sin. You could have a generation which has a certain weakness. You could have a community or an individual which has a certain weakness. But Am Yisrael, as a nation, will always come back to health. That's how our eternity works. The fact that we're an eternal people is built on, Rav Kook calls it this, a homeostasis in the Sefer Orot. He talks about the balance, a homeostasis, where even when Am Yisrael in a certain generation goes to a certain extreme, we will always be brought back to the middle.
That's
sometimes
to Tzibur Lomit.
To?
Tzibur Lomit.
Yeah, V'kadosh le'olam kayam, right? Mm-hmm. It's something which is found in Chazal, and Rav Kook writes about it a lot. And the same idea is here, right, where Rav Kook differentiates between an essential problem and a coincidental problem, or a side, secondary problem. What?
Accidental.
Okay. Hacholi hu bilbul seder hachayim, bichlalam b'marechet haguf. Right. We're going to take the topics one at a time. Illness is a bilbul seder hachayim, where life is not functioning properly in the body. V'nei makora hachzakat hazdarim bekochot haguf hu talui b'hazana ubriyut klei ha'ikul hamei'ain. The symbol of the motor of the body, which will prevent illness from stopping the whole body, the whole organism from functioning, is the Marechet Ha'ikul, the digestive system, which is symbolized here by the intestines. Alken, Kol choli yarech kekol kul shel anafim. Any other illness, if you have an illness here or there, shebit chazek koach hakalkala yachzor maher leitano, that when you have a side problem, the koach hakalkala, the tizuna, the digestive system, with the help of the digestive system, if you eat right, sometimes you need to take vitamins, but the body will equal itself, eventually will heal itself, right? Everything will go where it has to go. But when the problem is in the digestive system itself, where that's the root of the problem, in the motor, shamayim mezumanim lishmur bekoach hazanatam et sidrei kochot aguf, uvinoflam b'choli, when that's where the problem is, hare yaev sed magia b'makom makor hashmira micholi. That's why in life you always have to differentiate between the primary and the secondary. What is the primary? That's what life is about, right? If a person's ideology is based on eternal ideas, Torah, truth, justice, etc., those are primary ideas, and that's what brings health, life, to the entire organism of life. So as long as your basis is strong, even if on a certain detail you're having economic problems, you're having health problems, you're having marital problems, right? All of those side issues can be healed through, and will be healed through the basis, the strong basis, right? The same thing with the body, the same thing with the soul. Zecher ladavar, v'avadtem et Hashem Elokeichem uverachet lachmecha v'et meimecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in Sefer Shemot that when he wants to bless us, he will bless our bread and our water. Okay, why is food, bread and water, such an important blessing? Hainu shiye inyana zanava kalkala gufit, or gufanit we would say today, bivracha. Mitzara kelima mimunim aleim shiu b'miluam v'tuvam. Again, the idea of having that healthy or the digestive system. That's the continuation of the pasuk. In other words, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will bless your food, and then you will be totally healthy. Rav Kook is saying here also, nutrition, right? Also symbolically, and also literally, right? And this is Rav Kook, whose holistic philosophy is all-encompassing. He wasn't a doctor, but when he talks about anything that has to do with the body, he also talks about the holistic approach. But part of the holistic approach is not that everything in the world is identical or that everything in the world is equal. There's the first rate importance and the second rate importance, and the two are connected. Okay, and here we have the importance of eating healthy.
I think probably not only a sickness, but it's also an indignity. It strikes psychologically as well, and I think you see that in all the other things too.
Maybe. That Rashi brings down, I believe, in the other makor which I mentioned, where one of the Nasiim was suffering from an intestinal disorder. And there, if I remember correctly, Rashi points out that it's something which is very embarrassing.
Yeah, they don't want people to see them, to be around them, because right. They know the past gas.
It's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchot Bikur Cholim, that somebody who has a intestinal disorder, then you shouldn't visit him because it'll be embarrassing. Obviously, unless, you know, it's such a close relationship where it doesn't bother them or they won't be embarrassed, or if they say explicitly, send them through a camera. Okay. Hakeev, the second example. Hakeev, but I just want to point out, Rav Kook doesn't mention that. Here he talks about the primary and the secondary. Hakeev, the second level of pain, not a chronic illness, but pain. It may be that the whole body is functioning well, but the feeling of bitterness, shela ke'ev, timarer et ha'chaim. This I remember from my mother-in-law, aleha shalom, that she used to go to a pain doctor and get shots for pain. In other words, there's just like a general pain which it just bothers everything. Vine halev. Sorry?
It's the gloss of life.
Yeah. Vine halev hu amachon lahargasha. The heart is the machon, is the center, is the base for feeling. Right? This is also in poetry and symbolism, right? Yeah.
So, does that mean that here we're talking about not a literal pain in the physical heart, but more of an emotional distress?
It's both. We'll see. We'll see. Rav Kook apparently is talking about both. Okay? Again. Avdar Yishkev is a Vinei Halev Hu Amachon Argasha Ha'oneg V'tzalat HaChayim Yurgash Balev. The happiness, pleasure of life is felt in the heart. Al ken liv sameach yetiv geha. There's a pasuk in Mishle that says that a happy heart will give, does good for your face as well. In other words, when something's bothering you, but you're happy, right, emotionally, then you're in good shape, right? Because we'll let Rav Kook say it. Ve'im yachusha adam ke'ev be'echad mi'evarav. If a person has a certain pain in one of the other organs, umnam libo tov alav, but his heart is in a good mood, right? Hargashat ha'oneg shel ha'chayim bichlalo hamurgash b'lev tidgaber al kol ke'ev v'takel asono. Right? When your heart is in good condition, that will overcome the pain and will solve and will make easier the other tragedies. Okay? In other words, if the main thing, if the motor, the engine is okay, even if you're having other problems in life, the way a person has to look at life, Ashrei, who's the happy person, somebody who's sameach b'chilko, at least the main thing is running. That's number one. Gam tasireo al nakla al pi taluchot koach hachayim ashuafim betivam l'rigshei oneg ha'hefech miregesh ke'ev. That's the second aspect. Rav Kook here mentions two aspects. The second aspect is, so again, the first is more physical, right? At least the motor is running, right? The engine is running, that's good. And not only that, but that will eventually hopefully solve the other problems, the smaller problems, like we said before. The second aspect is that when a person, for example, an older person, you know, there's always a question about this pain or that pain or, you know, nobody should know about it. But when they go to a simcha at a grandchild's bar mitzvah or something, all of a sudden, it's mind over matter, right? In other words, they're really happy. Right. But it's a true distraction. And that's the second aspect of why the heart is important. Also physically. And also emotionally. Omnam kasher alev yichav, but if a person's physically his heart is problematic, or emotionally he's upset, hare ha'ason b'makom ha'makor ha'omed lishluach l'chol ha'guf koach ha'agana mikol machov, hare that organ which is supposed to send the antibodies, the defense mechanisms to the rest of the body to prevent it from being in pain, and that happiness which the heart, the pleasure which the heart feels and puts that mind over matter, hu ra yoter mikol mivga kaze banafim. And therefore, kol ke'ev lo ke'ev lev. That's the symbolism of the heart. Yeah.
Now, perhaps either I missed something or a misunderstanding, but from what I've understood here so far, one could read this entire paragraph on the understanding that he's talking just about the emotional condition.
Well, first of all, the Gemara is very clearly talking about the three levels. There is choli, ke'ev, and mechush, which are all physical.
Okay.
And Rav Kook is also in the first, also in the third, and apparently also in the middle paragraph, is also talking about that. He's clearly also talking about the emotional, right? That's without a doubt.
Where is he talking here about?
Okay. Avi is correct that here Rav Kook does talk a lot about the emotional heart, but from the context of the Gemara, and also from, like I said, from the first and the third paragraphs, I think that in Adavar Yotzei Midei Pshuto, I think he's talking about also the physical, and also the emotional. That's the way I understand it. Yeah.
One question for you. So far, Rav, we talked very much in the passive, as in, if you're in an emotional state that is happy, then you won't feel the pain so much, and you'll overcome your pain. And if you are in an emotional state that is sad or troublesome, then you notice every little ache and pain. Mm-hmm. But is there a concept here of you can decide, you can choose your emotional state, you can work on your emotional state in order to affect your pain, or is it all just a passive description?
Okay, first of all, the Gemara here is worded as talking about a person who already has the machala. He already has the problem. But at least in the second paragraph here, it seems that also just like in the first paragraph where we mentioned that if you eat healthy, you can take the initiative and solve all the secondary problems. So too in the second paragraph, if you do emotional exercises, and that can also solve the problem. But we also said at the beginning, everything in life is, there is the base, or the motor, or the heart, or whatever you want to call it, and the side issues. Right, and if it's a person knows where he's going in life and has meaning in life and has a strong base in ideology and Torah or whatever it is, anything eternal, then that the more you're connected with that, the more the side problems are going to heal themselves through having a strong motor. Right, so I think that is a point here, but most of it is worded as this is what the situation is, because that's what the Gemara is talking about. Third paragraph, Hamechush. Right now we're talking about a more minor ache. Eino miyuchas lebilbul sidrei hachayim kecholi. We're not talking about a general upheaval of life, like in the first type of comprehensive chronic illness. Gam lo rigshat ke'ev, and not pain, like in the second case. Ki im hitchalshut. Hapu'ulot mit'orurutan atzricha liyot mle'at chayim beguf bari v'nefesh b'riya. And we're talking about general chulsha, a weakness. V'nei hamoach hachoshev hametzayer tachlit kol davar. Nay, the brain, which is the thinking, the thinker, the creative source, tachlit kol davar, it's also the goal of everything, like the Kuzari says, that we should live our lives based on the king. The king is the head, right? Emotions are important, but the intellect, that's truth. That's constant. That's eternal. That doesn't have the ups and downs of the emotion. V'hu morer b'kocho et kol kochot achayim lishkod amalachtam ba'omets ve'energia. And it's the brain who motivates all of the different aspects of life not to be weak, not to be tired, but to do what they have to do, to have energy, to have that bravery. Al kin kol mechush im yizdamen rifyon prati bekoach miyuchad yashuv lo. By the way, notice that Rav Kook is explaining mechush a little different than Rashi. Rashi explains mechush as a lower level of pain. Rav Kook is saying it's more of a weakness.
Rashi uses hashashat. In other words, the main—it's a very small pain, and the main problem is not that it hurts me, but I had this ache here, and I keep walking around wondering, is there something wrong? Mm-hmm. Is it go to a doctor? Tell me, doctor, is this normal, or is it a sign of something bad?
Okay.
It's a hashash.
Weakness, the lack of
dry, the general lackadaisical
attitude. Right. Al ken kol mechush im yizdamen rifyon prati bekoach miyuchad yashuv lo haometz ayeh hitchazkut haometz bekoach hasichli. If you're feeling a certain weakness or motivation in a certain field or a certain part of life, as long as your head is functioning, then you'll get back into it, right? You'll overcome it. Hamorer lepula bechefetz kapayim vaometz chayo, right? That the brain can get a person to be also physically motivated and also to motivate your ometz chayil, your bravery, right? Again, like we said before regarding the heart, but here it's even more pashut, the term mind over matter. Putting your mind over the matter, not only you have a small problem, but if your head's in the right, if a person, I think everybody knows this from work, right? If you have a project or a hobby, I don't know, some people enjoy their work, others don't, right? But if you enjoy your work and you have a certain project and you're really getting into it, sometimes you forget, you could have had maybe a toothache, but you just get over it. Now I once heard there's also physiological explanations, right? Once the adrenaline is running, then when a person is playing tennis or basketball, and
endorphins.
And everything is running, and you don't. When you stop, that's when you start feeling your back pain and your leg pain and this and that. Okay.
Is this about depression also, by the way? You know, maybe hashash. You don't want to get up. You know, I don't want to get caught. I don't want to face the world.
Apparently.
Husha.
Yeah. Aval harosh ki yachush. All of this is as long as the head is working, is functioning, is motivated. But when the head is weak, hamoach ki be'atzmo yasigenu harifyon, when the brain itself is weak, mi yametz et achayil, who is going to motivate him? Shehu be'atzmo hu amakor litchazkut hazot. And therefore, kol mechush v'lo mechush harosh. Vine, kol elem b'matzav ha'pnimi shel ha'adam. All these three examples which differentiate between a primary problem and a secondary problem and the way God built the world, that the primary, not only is it the main, but it can also heal the secondary problems. These are pnimi. Till now we've been talking about inside the person. Omnam b'matzavo achitzoni, regarding things outside a person, al pisi botav v'kinyanav atovim v'ra'im, are a lot of things it happened to a person, things that he acquires, things that occur to him, some good, some bad. Well, now we're talking about things outside of me that affect me. Hine makor l'simchat ha'chayim, the source of happiness in all of life, hamit malima yudeya osher achitzoni, babayit, v'kelim, v'yater tzorchei ha'chayim, right? Like Chazal say, that having nice furniture, having a nice house, all of these make life marchivin dato shel adam. They make life, they give a person a meaning and comfort. Omnam, betor mekor l'simchat alev, ayedei goral achayim amusharim bebchinat amatzav achitzoni. But if we're talking about what is the motor, the heart, the brain of everything that's outside of you, Shechutz leguvo shel adam hu al yedei isha tova. That is when you have a good wife. When you have a good wife, even if economics isn't working, even if you're having problems with your children, at least you're in it together. You have so
akeret habayit, the essential part of the home.
Right. Al ken kol ra'ah chitzonit pratit chashev. Right. Compared to marriage, all of the other problems in life are secondary, are more external. In other words, when we're talking about external problems, the most internal of the external is your wife. Okay, the most internal of the external issues in life is the wife, and that's ishto kegufo, and this has also halachic ramifications, that a person and his wife are considered one organism. And it's but that's the pshat, Right? A lot of times it's hard to differentiate what is midrash and what is pshat. But the pshat of the word vayikra et shemam adam, right? Hashem called their names adam. It's very clear, and that's that is part of a person's essential motor, right?
I think that all of these things are the malfunction of the essential part in all of these different sections are things that cut people off from other people, like calling the ayin, people don't visit you. And
let's not get off of Rav Kook, okay?
Right,
afterwards,
right.
We can add that, but right. Rav Kook isn't going that direction. Al ken, kol ra'a chitzonit pratit techashev, shetovat isha tova tuchalit gaber alein. When a person has a good wife, he can really overcome. That's like the heart, which gives him the juice and the energy and the motivation, like the brain, to overcome, lehofchan letov, to turn the bad into good. In other words, that has that homeostasis, ulamit etzef alev habal yadan, and the sadness that a person has from problems with the plumbing, or problems with the house, or problems with the job, or problems with this, or problems with the neighbors, or problems with the yeshuv, or whatever the problem is, when you have a good wife, then that solves all the problems. Aval kishetiyeh hara b'makor hatov shel hakinyanim achitzonim, but if a person doesn't have a good wife, doesn't have a good marriage, and adraba, the source of his problems is there in the marriage. Bigoral ha'chaim atzmam, that is considered life itself. Hi ra'a yesodit, this is not a secondary problem. This is a primary issue. She'ein koach bepratim, afim yu tovim la'atzmam litgaber aleh. You could be a multimillionaire and have the best job and have the best plumbing and have the best yeshuv, but when you come home and your house is not a house, and then it's not worth anything.
Don't agree that it's external.
Right, it's not external. Kol ra'a velo isha ra'a. That's why out of all the problems, having problems with your wife is the biggest problem.
So, taking that to its logical conclusion, I mean, we were saying before the question was whether this is impassive or there's actually a sort of indication here of how to improve the situation if you're sick. To eat better, and if you emotionally weak, you need to work on your positive attitude, your health. So if you have a bad wife, anything to do is switch her.
No.
I just need a little bit of
counseling. Make your
right.
marriage healthier.
Right. First of all, you really have to. It's stressing. the importance of.
The doesn't talk about the woman that. If her husband helps her, she can have, if her husband's against her, so then that's the essence, of the wife is the essence. It's not the opposite way.
No, I see through the Gemara, he's playing with this, there's such thing as an Isha.
You have to work on yourself in order to show you.
There are
all. I don't know who it is, one of the
ones. Right.
Whose wife is always.
Right.
Yalta.
Right. Right. There is such a thing as it's known that maybe we shouldn't mention names. A very, very famous posek of the previous generation divorced his wife at a very young age, and he never forgave his Rosh Hashiva for setting him up with this woman. She was the daughter of a rabbi of a community, and he, this famous rabbi, had half a foot into Haskalah. And the way in Slobodka, the way they used to solve problems like that, is get him married as soon as possible, get him a shteller, get him into the rabbanut, and that way he's locked into, into a certain position. And he never forgave the Rosh Hashiva for that. And there are a couple of cases in the Gemara of a person who marries the wrong woman. So what, in terms of the practical ramifications, what Gershon is saying, you have to put a lot of time and effort before you choose a spouse, right? That's very, very clear. Number two, right, even more time and effort afterwards. right? Because everybody knows, and all the psychologist books say, and men are from Mars and women are from Venus, or opposite, or and in all the Alufeinu Mesubalim, all the Sifrei Musar from the Rabbanim, it all says that the major hekeru, the major understanding in the building, is all after the marriage. And that's sometimes you need marriage counselors, or sometimes you have to go to the Rav, or sometimes you have to speak with with your parents or friends, but the main thing is it's a problem that you have to work on. There are certain problems in life that you could just overcome. If this is a problem that you can't just, as again, like a person who has problems with his heart, you can't just overcome that. You gotta deal with the problem.
So is the major point here that if someone has unfortunately marriage problems, he has to fix that before anything else, because that's the essential
right.
problem.
Right, that would be the practical ramifications.
Even when he sees
so
a
he's
problem,
part of the problem as well.
He's the problem, and he sees it in his he thinks that he's lost the problem, but he's really the problem.
Right.
You can get a guy.
It's always the other person, right?
There are bad women.
Yeah.
Right.
No, but the thing is, the ABCs of marriage counseling is that, or bichlal, and anything in life, also when you're working, that person has to differentiate between things which are under his control and things which are out of his control. Whereas regarding you, you are in control of yourself 100%. Regarding the other person, you're just about 100% out of your control. And like in the Sifrei Musar, for example, when it talks about Kavanah and Tefillah, everybody wants to improve their concentration when they daven. So it all boils down to the same thing. There are certain things which are under your control. In other words, you gotta daven, leave yourself enough time to daven properly. You gotta wake up a half hour ahead of time and get yourself in order, maybe learn a little Musar, sing a little, do things that are within your control to help your kavanah and tefillah. Say the words.
That's congenial to you.
Right. In other words, do all of the things which are in your control. And that will also show you that you can influence things which are you thought were out of your control. There are things which are out of your control, but within a marriage, everything is within a person's control. Especially the Maharal writes about the activity and the passivity between the man and the woman, where if there are marriage problems, the Maharal says, it's really the problems of the man. And the solution is in the hands of the man. And bichlal, like in any problems in life, it's important to know you can always start from scratch. You can always say, listen, let's wipe a new slate, right? Wipe the slate clean. Let's go back to fundamentals. And obviously you talk about it.
Being beaten up by your husband, that's a little difficult.
Okay, well then that would be a classic example where the man is also the problem and also the solution. Okay, but in most cases, it takes two to tango, but the only one where you have influence that you can change the situation is regarding yourself. And like with everything in life, you have to really start with yourself. The beauty is that once you start working on your problems towards her, then you'll see, k'mayim panim el panim, then you'll get that in return as well.
And it works both ways in our time, yes. In our time, when a woman is much...